This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning. Joining us for coffee this morning is thrift store manager Scotty Monteith. And just so everyone is aware, during this show we will be covering sexual assault statistics. So if that's not something you are interested in listening to, that is what we will be talking about. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're here to talk about Denim Square Day, but let's take it back. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
For sure. Yeah, so April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It's a really important issue, I think. Kind of topic, when people hear that, they kind of tune it out, I think. But I think if we approach it as a community and talk about kind of how, like, over 50% of women here in the YK Delta have had experience with sexual assault, which is really high, and then nationally it's 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men. So I feel it's definitely something we want to push on the table, and with April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we're just trying to get the word out there about how we as a community can come together to combat this. And so one way we're doing that is the TWC Thrift Store, which is where I serve at, is doing a Denim Day quilt making project. And so with those quilts, we have just 5x5 squares you can pick up at the thrift store when we're open or the library when they're open. And basically, you can design them, and then on April 29th, we'll display the quilts.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history behind Denim Day, and then we'll get more into how people can be a part of this quilt?
For sure, yeah. So Denim Day came about in the late 1990s. There was a court case in Italy where a young lady was sexually assaulted, and the judge ruled in favor of the man who assaulted her because they said her jeans were too tight, that she must have consented, which isn't necessarily, that's not great. Like, that's kind of, that feels wrong, you know? So this organization, Denim Day, has been around for, I think, it was in favor of a 45-year-old man, but it's been around since 1999. And on April 29th, the last Wednesday of April, people are encouraged to wear denim and to honor the individual who was assaulted and just anybody who has been assaulted. And so we are, as a thrift store, we get a bunch of jeans that we can't really sell. And so we've been cutting those jean squares all year long, cutting those jeans into jean squares to make a nice little quilt that people can pick up squares and design from now until April 15th. I'm pretty excited. I think, you know, we're seeing just community is kind of dwindling. I think that's pretty common, a feeling, at least for young people, that there's kind of less community. So I think this is a great way for community to get involved and to just, yeah, show solidarity for victims. And if you want to, you can make it super personal, you can make it super broad. And I think the great thing about it is it'll show just how diverse people are in this community, and it'll be just really cool to see kind of Bethel come together to make this beautiful quilt.
So if people are interested in picking up a square, they would visit you at the thrift store?
Yes, they can visit me at the thrift store. We're open typically Tuesday to Saturday, 12 to 6. We're opening at 3 p.m. today, though. And they can also go to the library. The library also has quilts. And they are open, I'm not sure what time the library hours are on Tuesdays, but I think they open at 11 today. And they can pick them up from the library as well.
And you touched a little bit on the statistics for sexual assault nationally and locally, but can we talk a little bit more about, like, the numbers and like, why here the numbers are so high in particular?
That's a really good question. I think there's a lot of reasons that, I mean, why the numbers here are so high. I'm probably not the best expert on knowing why they're so high, but you can see that they're so high, and that's a problem. And so I think just talking about it, making it more of a conversation that people know that this behavior is happening and it's wrong and we should switch and stop doing it would be super important for people to talk about. The goal is just to kind of get the conversation going and to just have it on your mind through this month of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which is exciting. Hopefully we can get the conversation going for sure.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, your work at the thrift store and how it's been, you know, kind of leading up to Denim Day?
Yeah. So I currently work at the thrift store as, and my job is to keep it running, essentially. And I saw that we were just getting a bunch of jeans and we weren't selling as many. And so I'm from Kentucky and it's a pretty big deal. I know my high school always celebrated Denim Day, and I know it's my sister's high schools did too. So I just thought it would be kind of cool to do something, and it was something that TWC hasn't done before, to my knowledge. That's what I've been told, that it hasn't done anything for Denim Day specifically. And so it just seemed like a really great opportunity to kind of get the conversation out there again about Denim Day, sexual assault awareness, and yeah, just helping one another as a community, and also reducing waste, because instead of just tossing or discarding those jeans, we're reusing them and turning them into denim squares, which is super cool. But yeah.
This is just like for my own curiosity. Is there someone in town who will be making the quilt? Are you guys sending it off to?
Yes, that's a great question. Later on, we'll probably be pitching idea for people to help us make the quilt. But right now, it's me and one of the volunteers at the library. We'll be making the quilt. We have these two blackout curtains that will be. So it's not. I mean, it's like a quilt in one way, but it's also in another way. We're just sewing these squares onto a blackout curtain. Yes, it just naturally has rings that are easy to hang. And yeah, so it'll be me and another library volunteer. But if you're interested, also feel free to reach out to the library or to the thrift store on Facebook. But yeah, no, we're super excited. We've already handed out a couple, but there's definitely way more squares. We want to have at least 200 made, and I think we've made about like 40, and it's April 2nd. So they're selling like hotcakes, but they're free, so that's exciting.
So the next time you visit the thrift store, talk to Scotty, pick up a denim square. It sounds like they're ready to start flying off the shelves.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody, some people, I tell them and they seem uninterested, but other people are very excited. So I'm excited. It'll be really cool. There'll also at the event be pizza, but ideally you don't just come for the pizza, you help make a square. So maybe think of it as like your ticket to free pizza is designing the square. And you can make it kind of just personal about you. You can Google examples, but also you feel free to be creative and be like, you know, my body, my choice type of stuff. Or like I've seen like online 1 in 4 is a pretty common slogan just because 1 in 4 women have been sexually assaulted in the US, which is a very high number. And I think the goal is just to like, if we as a community talk about that, I think a lot of times people don't talk about it because they find it embarrassing. And so just to be like, hey, this behavior is unacceptable, let's stop. And then it's 1 in 6 men too, which is a very high number as well. So many people in this country have had to deal with that, and it just sucks. And I think, you know, let's just stop being bad people. it's not like a quilt is going to like solve the whole thing, but I think it's a great way to get the ball rolling on a community coming together and being like, we're tired of, you know, 57% of the women in the YK Delta have had sexual assault happen to them. And that's, yeah, you know, I think this quilt is a great way to be like, hey, we're tired of that, you know. Here's a artwork, but yeah. And it'll help, like, metaphorically, like, bring the community together, because it's your square is next to someone else's, next to other people's. So it'll be really pretty. I'm excited for it.
Where will this quilt be displayed once it's finished?
That's a great question. So we'll show it off at the college. I forget which room, but on April 29th we'll display it, and there'll be some people, and we'll all clap and talk about it. And then we'll hang it outside of TWC too. We're still working on where else. Maybe we might put it up in the cultural center too for a little bit. But yeah, so it'll be between TWC and the Cultural Center. That's where it'll be displayed.
Great. So yeah, go pick up your square from Scotty, and then they have to get back to you by April 15th?
Yes, we do take down your phone number and your name, just because we don't want you to just take a square and not give it back. So we will reach out to you on April 15th and be like, hey, you haven't given us your square back, please give it back. But hopefully you just give it back by the 15th, and then we'll start sewing it on the 17th. So ideally we have them all 15th, but if you want a buzzer beater, put it in on the 16th. That's probably fine. Ideally we get it before. But yeah, if you're super artistic, we had somebody at the thrift come by yesterday and they're like, oh, I'm so bored, I just moved here. And I was like, hey, if you want to do crafts, we have one. And then they took a square. So it's pretty cool. It's a great way to, you know, let your artistic juices flow. So yeah, exciting stuff.
Can you tell us a little bit about the thrift store? You are a Jesuit volunteer who is serving there. This is, I believe, the first time they've had a JV in that position. What has it been like for you? You're kind of like the place where people go shopping, yeah, in town.
I know. Someone called the thrift store Bethel's Walmart, which offended me. I feel like we're definitely more of a Kmart or maybe a Dillard's. But yeah, the thrift is, I'm the first JV for the thrift store. The Jesuit Volunteer Corps is funded through AmeriCorps, and we're volunteers. There's the national organization, and then there's also the Jesuit Volunteer Corps Northwest, and that's what I'm in. And we're all over Alaska, Washington, Idaho, and Oregon. I serve in the thrift store, the first JV for the thrift store. TWC has had JVs for many years. And I just come in. I help do outreach. If you follow our Facebook and watch the videos of the beluga whale, that's me. And also, I help just kind of, I implemented this free bin, which we haven't had before. The community here, everything is just so expensive. You know, you go into like other stores and you see really high prices, and then we have a free bin. I mean, that's just kind of really great. And so to keep that opportunity available for people to just pick up something that we're not going to really be able to sell. We had this really, I mean, you could tell it used to be a really nice coat. I forget what brand it was, but it had a broken, like the zipper was just completely broken on one side, and it was a little patchy and very dirty. And so, but it was still relatively intact, and it was still like poofy enough to keep you warm. And so I just put it in the free bin, and it was gone within like an hour. So it's nice to be able to see that direct helping people. But yeah, it's the first time the thrift store's been around since 2018, and it's served very different, it's been in one, like two or three different locations. I know they at one point did $5 bags, but they haven't done that since 2018, but people still come in and say, are you doing those $5 bags? I'm like, I have never, but yeah, super, it's a great resource for the community, great way to just we keep track of just the comings and goings of people just to see what hours are the most frequently shopped. I don't know how to word that right, but and that is, it, Sorry. But yeah, so I just get to meet so many people from Bethel. It's so cool. And it's great to just have, you know, my favorite customers come in and I can chat. And just a cool way to meet. I feel like, you know, I'm one of those like grizzled people on the Western Front that's just like the trading post guy. And that's how it feels sometimes. But yeah, it's really fun. We have a lot of donations that have come in. So there's new stuff out. We got little foam dice cube balls that you put on your, you know, rear view mirror. So if you want that, we have that, and it's pretty cool.
It's been nice as a customer of the thrift store to know that it's open pretty regularly, and to be able to go and to see Scotty, and I am not a person who likes to go shopping, but I really like going to the thrift store. There's always something very special there.
Yeah. No, we have a sign that says find your treasures, but treasures is misspelled and someone had to like cross out and then respell it. But it is true. There's a lot of treasures there that you can find. There's so many people will like pull out this thing and they're like, how much is this? I'm like, I have never seen that before. And I've been here since August. Like, where did you find this? And they're like, oh, it was just like hidden behind these movies. I'm like, okay, $1, $2. Yeah, so things are also super cheap. I think we're seeing, you know, prices soaring, but our jeans have stayed a steady $2. You know, gas is like high, you know, but, you know, we're at what, like $110 a barrel, but our jeans are still $2. So come by, buy some jeans.
Pick up a denim square,
buy a shirt. We have raincoats are starting to come out because it's starting to get warmer, so that's fun. But yeah, I would say definitely, and it's definitely not, I think like if you looked at me, you wouldn't be like, that's somebody that does fashion well. So it's been super interesting to have to be like, would someone like wear this? I don't know. So yeah, but I would say that's the most challenging part, is trying to figure out fashion. Because I'm not good at that. But.
Well, we've only got a few, like a minute or so left. So if you could, let's start with Denim Day. Where can they pick up their squares one more time, and when do they need to drop them off?
For sure, yeah. So you can pick up your squares at the thrift store on 6th Avenue or the Cultural Center / Library. And then you can, starting April 1st, so starting yesterday, you could have picked up, and it goes until the 15th. So it's a 5x5 square. You can just design a little thing. It's not going to be on both sides, so just pick one side to design. Some people have been asking if they can paint, draw on both sides. And you can, yeah, that's where you can get them. The thrift is open today from 3 to 6. We're open tomorrow, 12 to 6. The library has their hours posted. And we post our hours weekly on Saturday. So yeah, just check our Facebook out for more information.
Great. And that was my next question. Where can they find more information? Sounds like on Facebook.
Yes, Facebook, TWC Thrift Store.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Scotty. Seems like I got to go pick up my square.
For sure.
And then I know we're going to have you back on later this month for wellness, so stay tuned.
Yes, thank you.
That was Scotty Monteith, the thrift store manager at TWC.
This is Coffee at KYUK.